From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, weird science. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, May 29th, 2008.
Weird science, it's the only explanation. The rift in the space-time continuum in the universe that must have been the explanation for why all three television news anchors were in the same place at the same time yesterday. I thought that was never supposed to happen. It's like the vice president and the president, they can never be in the same place at the same time. But yet, Charlie Gibson, Katie Couric, Brian Williams, all on the Today Show talking about the Scott McClellan book.
Well, is there a succession of power? Like, does Al Roker assume Anchorman? Do they, if they travel together, does one member of the cabinet, I don't know.
I don't think they were gone for their job. They work in the evening, so the mornings, I think they were all free.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting because they were taking on McClellan's attacks against the media, how the media handled the Iraq War, which is a lot of what his book is about. And they differed in opinions, actually. Katie Couric said, yeah, we made some mistakes. We didn't ask the tough questions. Charlie Gibson and Brian Williams said, you know, we did okay. We did our job. It's not our job to debate. It's our job to ask questions. So
they were really there to talk about cancer, I think.
They did. Then they started talking about cancer, and they've got a new show, a kind of a charity event happening. And then they also talked about how crazy it was that Katie Couric was back on the Today Show.
Oh, it's also exciting and important.
Yeah. Also, a little weird science today. The average IQ of New York City is slightly higher this week. Why? Because big-time thinkers have gathered here for something called the World Science Festival.
I thought it was because I'm leaving town tomorrow.
That's what you're going to say. That's going to increase the IQ as well. Robert Krowich, NPR's esteemed science correspondent. You know him. You love him. He is going to raise the average IQ of the BPP because he's presenting at the conference tomorrow, and he's going to be here to talk with us all about those kind of smarty-pants science-y things that he knows about.
Also, Peter Carlson is writer of the Washington Post's magazine reader column. Read many magazines, so you didn't have to. Now you have to. He's taking a buyout and retiring. He'll talk with us about 12 years of thumbing through periodicals like New Witch magazine.
And this week, the Bush administration sent a special envoy to Sudan to help along peace efforts there. There's been an uptick in the violence, especially in the southern part of that country. We'll talk with Stephen Morrison of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., about what goals the United States has in Sudan. We'll get the day's news headlines as well in just a minute. But first,
current and former members of the Bush administration want you to know one thing about former White House press secretary Scott McClellan's new tell-all memoir. They're puzzled. This is not the Scott they knew.
This doesn't sound like Scott. It really doesn't. Not the Scott McClellan I've known for a long time.
And it really is a different person. Those of us who are closest to Scott during this process and during the last 8 years are really just puzzled by and bewildered by some of these views.
This does not sound like Scott McClellan, and if Scott harbored these doubts, if he had any nagging questions inside him, the principal thing to do would have been not to accept the press secretary job. That's why I find this book to myself to be puzzling.
That was Karl Rove, Dan Bartlett, and Ari Fleischer making the rounds on cable TV yesterday. Current White House press secretary Dana Perino added, quote, "We are puzzled. It is sad. This is not the Scott we knew."
McClellan's book hit shelves yesterday, a couple of days ahead of schedule. It's entitled,
Hey, what happened?
What happened inside the Bush White House and Washington's culture of deception. In it, McClellan accuses the Bush administration of using propaganda to sell the Iraq war and bungling the response to Hurricane Katrina, among other things.
Of course, as White House press secretary, McClellan was often in charge of defending the very policies he's now faulting, which is why many administration figures are asking why he waited so long to speak up. McClellan responded to that criticism on NPR today.
I felt that it was important to give this solid team of experienced professionals around the president and the president himself the benefit of the doubt. And as time went on, you know, I think some of my views have evolved. When you're in the White House, you're in this bubble. You have great affection for I had great affection and continue to have great affection for the president personally. Sometimes that bubble obscures some of the larger truths of things.
McClellan also addressed a seeming contradiction. How could he say in his book that the Iraq war is unnecessary and it was sold to America through propaganda, yet at the same time also say that he doesn't think that President Bush lied. This was McClellan's response.
Absolutely, he has to accept responsibility for the things that went right and the things that went wrong. Unfortunately, the things that went wrong overshadowed that which went right. And we got caught up in this back and forth partisan squabble to see who could win the media narrative. You know, it's not a deliberate effort on the president's part or many of his advisors to go out there and be misleading or engage in spin or anything like that. It's just the way the game's become played in Washington. And we embraced it too often.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.